obviously on the road in snowy Nashville. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman.
I thought we were in Florida and these were moths flying around.
Or at least the ashes from a really big campfire somewhere, which would feel good right about now. No doubt. Jeff, it struck me this week getting ready for this game that these two teams aren't all that dissimilar. You know, you're talking about the Titans who've had their star running back, and they won five games. If the Jags had Maurice Jones-Drew, yeah, they might have won a couple of more. You got two coaches whose feet are to the fire right now. You've got two teams with offensive line issues and two teams whose defenses underperformed this season.
I think you're right, and really what you're talking about there is a game that's meaningless, but it has meaning for both franchises. And I don't know if this game is going to provide a lot of answers, you know, because the only answers to the questions that people are going to be asking after this game, there are only two people that can provide it, you know, Bud Adams and owner Shad Khan. And we don't know what direction this franchise is going to go, nor do people in Tennessee know the direction that Bud Adams is going to take with this franchise.
Did you think that last week's effort against the Patriots was uncommon in the National Football League? And do you get a sense that you'll see something very similar to that tomorrow?
Well, I hope so. I think that would go a long way for both coaches, you know. But I was very impressed with the effort that they had against the Patriots. I wasn't real impressed with the effort against the Miami Dolphins. But, you know, when you're down at the end of the season, and I've been there a couple different times, but when you're down at the end of the season and games don't have a whole lot of meaning, it's hard to play. And I think tomorrow will be hard to play because it's the last game of the season. The game doesn't have any meaning for standings or anything of that nature. And I think this is a game which will give us a lot of indication about which coach really has the pulse of their football team.
Offensive line, a key issue for the Jaguars all season long. When you look at what they're playing with, Austin Pasdor, Virginia guy nonetheless, but you know, they're playing with a right guard now, Steve Allos, who was pulled off of the practice squad or the Eagles roster after he was released, and the right tackle, this guy Wimper. I mean, it's not even what we were talking about when we started this season in Minneapolis.
No, and what is this, the sixth different offensive line combination for the Jaguars, and Tennessee has probably got a worse situation with what they've been dealing with. I think they only have like five different combinations of offensive line, but they've lost essentially four starters along the way. The Jaguars just had issues with the left guard. I think the one X factor in this ball game, though, is Chris Johnson. He's been consistent for the Tennessee Titans. I think he's been solid for them. I don't think he's been nearly at the level that he had a couple years ago when he was over 2,000 yards, but he could be the difference in this ball game. And defensively, the Jaguars feeling pretty good about their performance against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, holding them to only 23 points. They've got to build on that game, and they've got to come in here and shut down Chris Johnson because Jake Locker is struggling.
All right, final thought. This means nothing for the playoffs, obviously, and the Jaguars are pretty much locked into the number two pick in the draft come April. That's a long way off. More time to talk about that.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now, what about Kansas City? Kansas City's got a chance against the Peyton Manning-led Denver Broncos.
Okay, like I said, they're pretty much locked into the second overall pick. So how much would one win mean for this football team going into their out of season?
Well, I think it would provide a little bit of momentum. I think they gained a little bit of momentum against the Patriots, and I think that this would provide a little bit more in a season in which you really didn't generate any momentum. This will be something.
All right. Jeff Lagerman, happy holidays. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you tomorrow live on the radio. For now, I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman on the road with the Jaguars.